Now, a return for the rock band R.E.M. Today it released its 15th album, and our critic Will Hermes says R.E.M.'s Collapse Into Now is the band's best album in years.
R.E.M. is a band that fans form intense bonds with. I'm one of them. In the 80s and 90s, they were my platonic ideal of a rock band. Mysterious yet straightforward, arty yet unpretentious, noisy, delicate, serious, goofy, and heroic, more for their creative empathy than their egos. But by the aughts, they'd lost their drummer, and their music suggested they'd maybe lost their religion too, so to speak. Now they've made an entire album about getting it back, and they're not just preaching to the converted. That's so R.E.M. to begin a spectacular comeback record with Michael Stipe singing about overstaying his welcome. It's passive aggressiveness turned into an aesthetic strategy. But R.E.M. don't make records about themselves, really. Michael Stipe is part of a generation of singers who often presume to channel a collective voice, like in this song, which suggests a Hurricane Katrina narrative, but also casts a wider net.
The storm didn't kill me. Government changed. Hear the answer and call, hear the song rearranged. Hear the trees, the ghosts, and the buildings sing. With the wisdom to reconcile this thing. It's sweet and it's sad and it's true.
R.E.M. rock out pretty good here, but it's also great to hear a return to the songwriting style of Automatic for the People and Out of Time. Those acoustic anthems that offer optimism and consolation without being corny. I also love the weird final cut, where Michael Stipe does an inverted duet with his pal and mentor, Patti Smith. Smith singing the verses, while Stipe does the poetic ranting.
I like you, love you, every coast of you. I sing your eddies and tides and hurricanes and cyclones. Low ebb tide and high full moon, up close and distant. I reach you like the sky, the sea.
By my math, Collapse Into Now is R.E.M.'s best record in about 16 and a half years. It does everything they've ever done well, even the thing that first defined them, making profoundly moving rock and roll out of singing that, strictly speaking, is unintelligible.
Will Hermes was reviewing R.E.M.'s new album, Collapse Into Now.
This is NPR.